Chapter 43. Nath's mind was a race of thoughts. Gorn loomed over him with his beloved sword, Fang, whose keen blade reflected dark powers. All over Nath, dragons pinned him down. They'd latched onto his legs, his arms. Tails encircled his neck, ankles, and wrists. Other dragons, strange ones of a dark green hue, bit into his body with leech-like quality. They drained his power. He groaned. He strained. For decades, he'd fought to save them, only to see them destroying him. His friends would die as well. Gorn was right. He didn't want to see it. So many things he considered that he didn't even notice the blade descending. More blasts shook the city. Gorn lost his balance. The sword missed its mark, cleaving into a copper dragon who exploded. Nath swallowed the lump in his throat.
That was close.
Gorn held his free clawed hand up in the air and said, with venom,
"Perhaps I should rip your heart out of your chest myself."
Nath started to reply. But choking, he couldn't speak. But another voice did.
"I wouldn't do that."
Gorn's head twisted to the side. A dragon, lavender and white-scaled, stood nearby. It was Selene.
"You,"
Gorn said.
"Impossible."
"Oh, Gorn, you should know better than that. After all, you came back from the brink of death. Why can't I?"
He huffed a blast of fire at her feet, but she remained still.
"What game are you playing, Selene?"
Her magnificent lavender wings spread out and fluttered, then folded behind her back. She was as captivating as a dragon as she ever had been as a woman. Her eyes were dark purple gems. Pretty. She batted her lashes.
"I've brought you a gift,"
she said.
"A gift?"
Gorn growled.
"What sort of gift?"
Nath couldn't believe his eyes, his ears. Selene had betrayed him. Again. She opened up her dragon hands, and bright, brilliant light spilled out. Gorn's eyes widened like moons.
"You have the ocular,"
he said, excited.
"It was worth dying for, my lord. And it's all yours."
"You have exceeded my grandest expectations, Selene. My most diabolical plan has come to fruition. You fooled the elves, the dwarfs, and Nath Dragon most of all."
He belted out a monstrous laugh.
"You have restored your lost honor."
Her eyes slid over to Nath's before she said,
"Sometimes you just have to have a little faith."
Gorn stretched his fingers out and started to wrap them around the ocular of Aure. He paused and withdrew.
"A moment, Selene."
He turned his attention to Nath.
"I have some business to finish first. I'll deal with the ocular and its uncanny powers next."
Once more, he towered over Nath.
"Do you have anything you would like to say before you perish, Nath Dragon?"
Nath fastened his eyes on Selene.
"I have nothing to say. Just kill me.